My name is Astrid van Leeuwen, and this time I'm talking to principal dancers Maya Makatelli and Yong Kui Choi. During the premiere performance on the 3rd of April, Maya will perform the role of Raimonda, a Hungarian princess of Christian origin, while Yong will dance the role of the man who captures her heart, the Muslim Abdul Rahman. Welcome, Maya and Yong.
Thank you.
If I'm not mistaken, this is the first time that the leading roles in such a large-scale new version of a well-known classic are being created for and with you. Can you tell me, what is that like?
It's really wonderful, especially because me and Rachelle have been working so long together. She really took care of me from my very, very first years at the Dutch National Ballet, and I am lucky and honored to be part of this production coming from her. We've spent many hours in the studio working on this, creating this thing together to make the best out of it. And it's been really special, and I really can't wait to actually take it to the public and to another level.
Yeah, I can imagine. And Yong, for you?
Yeah, like what Maya said, it was like a big journey to put this whole big ballet together. And with Rochelle and with Maya, we work a lot for it. And last week, we kind of put it together on stage. So with new costume and all the decor before the premiere, you know, like we kind of put it together. And it feels like it's going to be really exciting. There's a lot to see in this ballet.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited to perform. Yeah, looking forward for it. Yeah.
Great. It's a beautiful production with amazing sets and costumes and designs. It's really captivating and it looks very wealthy. Okay. It's beautiful.
Maya, you were born in Tbilisi in Georgia and moved to the United States when you were 15 years. When did you first become acquainted with the ballet Raimonda?
Well, I did know the ballet Raimonda since I was a child. I did one solo from Raimonda for my first year, end of the first year school in Georgia, just before I went to the States. I always knew that Raimonda was one of the most challenging ballets for the ballerina. It's full of everything that you have learned in school for so many years put together. It's technically challenging, and it's a long ballet to carry from beginning to the end.
So was this already a dream for you to dance this role?
I cannot exactly say it was my dream, but I always wished that I would have done Raimonda, because I knew for a ballerina it's one of the most important roles. I also knew it was very difficult and challenging, and I do like challenge, so it was on top of my list.
And for you, Yong, you're from Korea. If I'm not mistaken, the Korean National Ballet has a Raimonda production in its repertoire, but did you ever dance in it or saw it?
While I was in Korea, mm-hmm. I haven't seen any Raimonda. Maybe it was a different time that they did. So for me, actually, Raimonda is quite new. And this is really big ballet that it's hard to see like live the whole ballet. So, yeah, I haven't seen it until we created it here.
Before going into the studios, did you watch many videos?
Yeah, before we start, I watched on the video, like, what's the story and what's the dancing like, you know, and, yeah, I went through it once, yeah.
And for you, the same? Did you watch many videos?
Yes, of course. I've always seen many videos of many great ballerinas. And
did you have a favorite one?
You know, it's a difficult question. They're each different from each other, and they have different qualities. And this is what's special. So I cannot tell you if I have a favorite, because I like them all.
Okay.
With their own qualities, with the differences that they have.
Rachel Beaujean, who is responsible for this new production, She has made a major adjustment to the original ballet story. Can you briefly explain what that is about?
I think when we are working together with Rochelle, she gave us a lot of like freedom to try things that works for us. You know, it's not only the creation for just it needs to be done and this is only way, you know. So she gave a lot of chance to go explore the movement, which is more comfortable for us and works for us. So I think in that period, I think it was nice.
But she also changed your role from being the bad guy in the original story. You're now the hero of the ballet. So how do you feel about this adaptation of the story?
I think for today, it's very suitable because in old days, you've heard kidnapping and arranged marriages, but I think today women are strong, and this is what we are trying to say, that we want to fight for ourselves and for our love and happiness.
And for the freedom of making your own choices.
For freedom of making your own choices, exactly.
Yeah. And you,
to be honest, original story, she choose, Raymonda choose the Jean de Brienne, you know, original fiancé, you know. But with this new version, I don't know if I'm allowed to say the story because maybe it's a secret.
No, it's not a secret.
Okay, then she choose Abrakman in the end. Yeah, I think like she follow her heart and choose another guy, but I'm sure there's some consequences after, you know. You always have some karma after you choose some action. That's what I'm thinking, you know. Yeah.
So. And how do you see your character of Abdurrahman? What kind of guy is he in this new production?
He's very passionate, like powerful man. Like when he sees Raymonda at first, he just goes for what he wants and he needs to get what he wants, you know. Okay. So kind of... and rich and a lot of money. So he does everything. Like he used all his power together. Yeah. So that I find it really like, like there's something I also have a little bit like, if I want something, I really have to get it. So I kind of connect with that a little bit.
Okay, great.
So he's that I see in his character.
Yeah. Okay. And how's that for you, Maya, with Raymonda? What kind of girl is she, and do you recognize yourself in her?
Very much so. I can relate to her character because I like to make my own choices and decisions and have the freedom to decide for myself. So I can definitely relate.
Like you already said, this ballet, technically, it's very, very challenging. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
First of all, I want to say that it's a pure classical ballet, and any pure classical ballet will be challenging because you show pure technique. You can't just fake things or cover things up. So it takes a lot of technical strength as well as mental strength. She starts out immediately with something super fast, and she sets the mood and energetic, and immediately you go into very technically challenging steps to begin with. And you have to be able to keep that throughout the whole three acts. There is never a moment of, oh, this part I can take it easy, or this is not so difficult, but the whole ballet is always on that level. And it's seven different variations, seven different solos. They are all different from each other, and they are all technically very, very challenging. Very difficult, long, slow also, sharp, with jumps, with no jumps. So there is everything that ballerina can show that she's learned in school, she can show in that.
In a previous interview, you said running a marathon is nothing compared to dancing this role.
It's true.
It's true.
It's definitely true, yeah. We've had this stage call last week that when we put Raimondo together, and that was the feeling that I had for the first time, to know what it's going to feel like. And I can easily tell you already that it's one of the hardest ballets I have done. It will be one of the hardest that I will do. And also there is a moment of, you do something, but you do have time to recover for the next thing, but it's all very powerful things.
And how about you, Young? Do you also have the feeling that you have to be like a so to speak, a top athlete in this ballet?
I didn't expect actually this ballet would be so hard, but last week we put all things together and I was literally like dead after second act. We had this last pas de deux, as I mentioned. Just before I get to that point, I saw Maya's eyes and she could read my eyes that I'm dead. So yeah, we had a little fun moment. And as we started the last pas de deux, but I was really exhausted. And I think also all the steps and pas de deux is hard, but also to build the story from the beginning, like how you build the whole story till the end. I think that's also very difficult because it's not just you doing step and do technique and turn and, you know, finish the variation and then go to next one. It's like you have to also put some your own drama in it to build the story with the character. Yeah, I think plus that is, it makes it difficult, challenging. Yeah, but at the same time, it's also nice to build this kind of thing when you're dancing, you know? Bittersweet, yeah.
Bittersweet.
For me, the probably first act is probably hardest. I'm not really sure, but I remember coming to the point where we had this last pas de deux with Young, and I was already tired there, and then I saw Young. So what is first act for me, for him was second act. And but we help each other out a lot. And when we are in trouble,
how do you do that?
We lift each other up, we smile, and we just exchange the energy. It happens. It happens automatically, because when you dance with someone, you look at each other and you share. Yeah, you exchange your energy with one another, and you bring one another up if you see one's tired. And it's also a relationship that you build within working with one person for a long time. And when you already get to know this person so close to you, you already know what to expect from them and what they need from you at that moment. So it's special to have the opportunity to put this together with someone that we've already done a lot together.
Beautiful. Before we go on, we're going to listen to a little bit of music from this pas de deux in the second act. Apart from the fact that you're dead, can you tell me what's happening in this pas de deux?
In this scene, is that right after I fight with Jean de Brienne, and he leaves. And Raimonda choose to continue to have a love with Abrakman. And then we start this love pas de deux together. So it's quite a...
We got the blessing to be together. So we continue to dance. And it's like, it's called the love pas de deux, love duet, to show that they've become one.
Okay. We're going to listen to a little bit of this love pas de deux.
Thank you.
It's really beautiful music, I think, yeah. Glazunov's music. Does it also help you to dance your role, to portray your character?
Yes, definitely. Music is, I always say, 80% of everything, really. It really helps because the steps are very well suited for the music and it helps even when things are becoming difficult. Music is there to help you get through it. Yeah.
And is that the same for you, Jan?
Yeah, of course. Music does kind of everything and we just like float onto the music and we just go and it makes perfect sense when it happens, yeah.
And listening to this music over and over and over again, do you fall more and more in love with this music or are there also moments that you think, well, I've heard it a little too often now?
I feel like, you know, there's always a moment that, you know, you heard it many times. Of course, it doesn't feel the same as you heard it first time, but we are dancing with this music. So we need to bring whatever we have, artistic side, into the music. So every time we need to put this feeling outside. So when the music start, when we start dancing, yeah, there is no doubt.
And can you tell me how did Rachel Beaujean and the entire artistic team, how did they do? Is this a production that everybody should come and see?
Production of Raimonda by Rachel Beaujean is going to be absolutely beautiful and it is a must-see because, as you said, Glazunov's music is beautiful, it's absolutely gorgeous. The costumes and decor, all the designs by Jerome Kaplan are really stunning. And you will see all the dancers back on stage.
That alone will be so special.
It's going to be very special and it is definitely a must-see. And I have no doubt that many people will come and want to see it more and more.
For this production, many people put a lot of hours, a lot of love, a lot of energy into it. So it's going to be a beautiful show for sure. So I hope a lot of people come and see the beautiful show.